This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLD, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
That's right, it's Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. We do a lot of content here on Hide and Seek about supporting the mental health of our community, and one person who does that extensively is, he's known as being Victoria's candidate for the 2014 Australian of the Year. He achieved that honour thanks to his work essentially to help stop bullying in our community. He is Mr. John Caldwell. Good evening, John.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's all right. I hear you're hobnobbing up in Sydney at the moment.
I am. It's funny that you say hide and seek because I've literally found a corner at the Astros and I'm hiding right
now. Now, John, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. How do you define bullying?
Well, I guess, look, rather than complicating it, it's about repetitive. So bullying, and it's important that we do clarify, because it's targeted and repetitive. So we need to start to draw a very big distinction between purely bloody bad behaviour and bullying. And if it's a one-off and it's something that's terrible, it is just bad behaviour. So what I'm trying to target is that bullying, that relentless, ongoing bullying that can really ruin people's lives.
Almost the difference between an acute and a chronic condition.
Almost.
Now, a lot of your work comes from a personal background, we can say.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, it does. Look, I was bullied at school extensively for my entire schooling years. In fact, I eventually did abandon my studies purely to get away from the bullies and the people that tormented me.
And it's a common story for our community, isn't it? For our gay and lesbian communities.
Yeah, it is. Look, I copped it for a number of reasons earlier on. I copped it for, often I was the poorest kid in school, the only kid without a uniform. But you're right. As I got a little bit older, I started getting called this thing called gay, and I didn't even know what that was. So that then became, in the teenage years, that was the torment, was for that. And it is really awful when you're already confused about your sexuality and you're starting to explore these feelings and then all of a sudden you're being told how wrong and dirty it is. It's really terrible.
Now, I mean, those of us who have experienced bullying in our lives, and that is, as I said, many of us, we sort of know the impacts, but for somebody who hasn't experienced bullying, what are the key impacts that you see on a day-to-day basis?
They never end, and I think that's what I really need to get across to these, especially the kids I'm talking to at school who think they're playing harmless pranks or that the people will grow out of it. It just never ends. And, I'm very fortunate in my life. I've achieved some great successes, and I speak publicly all the time, and people say, oh, why do you love talking publicly so much? The truth is I bloody hate it. Every time I go to get up and grab a microphone, I flash back to being that 13-year-old kid in school. Every time I'm in a social, tonight's a great example. I will be down there tonight and I will be mixing it up with these A-list celebrities. In the back of my mind, and many of these people know me by name, in the back of my mind, I will be thinking, I'm a phony, I'm not worthy, these people mustn't want me here. Because, I'm now 37 years old, but those thoughts from 13 years old still stick in the back of your mind. So you can grow, you can prosper, but you never ever forget those things that happened to you.
And one of the, as you mentioned earlier, one of the challenges for gay and lesbian or in particular trans or intersex kids is that they have, kids will find anything to bully you on. We have extra things in the bags that are particularly harmful because of the stigma attached to them.
Yeah, you're right. I say, so bullying doesn't discriminate anymore. And, sometimes the captain of the swim team's getting bullied or the prettiest girl in school. But you're right, we do have a target on our back. I mean, we're a little bit more obvious and it is unfortunate. And I think we just need to do as much as we can to educate. It's not going to disappear in the next few years, possibly not in my lifetime. But we just need to keep talking and getting this message out there. And we see it becoming more and more accepted every day. And, I guess that's something.
And there's also, kids have found brand new avenues by which they can torment others. You know, we have the rise of the internet and the rise of social media. So whereas, you know, historically you might have had to face this in school, but when you got home, you had a safe space. Kids nowadays maybe don't have as many safe spaces because this stuff can follow you around.
I talk very publicly and say that, you know, at that age of 15, when I left school and left home, I very much so thought about committing suicide, and I didn't. If social media had been around then, unquestionably, I would absolutely have had to take my life, because you're right, it's a 24/7, there's no end to this. And I think that the problem with this is people don't think that what's coming out of their fingers would come out of their mouth. That's not the same thing, but it is the same thing, and it hurts the same. I call it digital Dutch courage, and they're much braver behind a phone or a computer. And that's another thing we need to educate people on. If you wouldn't say it out of your mouth, don't say it out of your fingers.
So
that's a bit rude when I say it like that.
Well, there is a great, well, not a great, but there is this sort of compelling internet concept of that, you know, anonymity and a broadcast platform turns, you know, normal everyday people into fuckwits, essentially.
Well, and look, it's not even a concept of anonymity. It is anonymity. I think, you know, the likes of Twitter, I can open a Twitter account tomorrow and you don't know who I am. And, you know, unfortunately, even the police have trouble getting that information out of Twitter. So I know that there's a number of us working with Twitter at the moment to try and, I guess, tighten up those parameters. But it is anonymous. And but the question I have to continually ask myself is, who gives a shit if it's anonymous? What kind of a sick person can do these things and take it as far as they do? You know, just today, an NRL star's happy birthday was posted online, and people who didn't like the way he played football made comments as far as, I hope you're in the city at 2 a.m. so I can kill you. Like, what the hell has the world come to?
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew and Avi are here talking to John Cordwall about bullying, and of course tomorrow is the National Day of Action Against Bullying. John, what are some of the key actions that the community can take against bullying?
It's only in its fourth year, this National Day, so it's a lot targeted around schools at this stage. We're hoping through that we can change the behaviours all year round. I think the key attributes that people can take really is focusing on young people, talking to your kids, be it the victim or someone doing bullying, and get them to understand that it's not acceptable. And even if you don't want to talk about bullying, take the word out. Just talk about respectful relationships, understanding and accepting people for their differences. That's the key to solving the whole problem.
And also, of course, now we've seen the National Day of Action focuses on schools, but in the workplace we've seen a lot of changes there in the bullying environment as well recently.
Yeah, there is. I think what's happening, people are not yet confident in the changes of legislation or, I guess, in the processes and procedures that are in their company. I say get confident in them, utilise them, because most companies will take them seriously. Rip that damn policy out of the manual and go to your manager and say, hey, I'm being bullied and you need to do something about this.
Because, as you said, it's targeted, it's ongoing, and it can happen to anybody.
It can, and it can be so subtle. You know, I heard a story recently about a woman whose fruit was moved from one side of her desk to the other every day at work for a year. And the person telling the story thought it was very funny. And I thought, it's not about the piece of fruit. It's about that woman going home and knowing that people sitting around her dislike her that much that they just want to torment her. So something as simple as that can actually really drive someone crazy and affect them all night, all weekend, worrying about coming back to those people.
Is there a scope and a reconciliation for I'm going to use the word fixing bullies, I've lost my mind.
For fixing bullies?
No, I mean, but kind of getting bullies help to let them know what their actions are doing, as opposed to trying to, I don't know where my head is, but essentially, what about the education for the bullies? If we play the devil's advocate, are there some out there who don't understand the impact that their bullying has?
Most definitely, and it starts so young. It starts, you know, at the entry level of school. So we're dealing with people, and some of the organisations I work with are dealing with people as young as 5, 6 years old. And I go back to that, we're teaching it respectful relationships. So, and we're, look, we're dealing with a whole range of people. We're going to prisons and talking to people who are coming out about reforming their behaviour. So it is education, and we've just got to keep chipping away at it. It's not going to be solved overnight.
So keep talking about it, talk to your friends, talk about your own experiences that you've had and how that can impact on your daily life and how it continues to impact several numerous years later. And
yeah, another thing I would say as well to people, and I was one of these people, I've never considered myself a bully, but I've always liked to think of myself as quick-witted and realise that doing that, I often, with some close friends, would make a joke at their expense thinking it was hilarious, and they seem never to mind. The work I'm doing now has made me realise that even that is being a bully. It's using someone else's whatever it is. You know, I had a friend who was overweight and I used to use that as my party joke all the time. I mean, it's just hit me how horrendous that was. So even if you're not an outward bully, I think just check your own behaviour at all times and make sure that you're being respectful to those around you.
And for, you know, there are some of us who don't mind speaking out. Particularly in so, you know, some people might be self-conscious about speaking out in social situations. But for those of you who don't mind speaking out, when you do see actions like this, you know, speak up and say, hey, that's not funny or fair or nice.
Yeah, and I think do it appropriately. You know, pull someone aside and have a chat to it. I think what we're seeing a bit now is because we are talking about speaking up, there's a bit of that antagonistic, people doing it in front of people, so they're going to get defensive. Take them aside nice and go, hey, I didn't really think that was very funny, or, you know, that might actually hurt that person's feelings. So there's a time and a place for doing that as well.
As you said, be respectful for everybody.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice? And I think, you know, although I am an anti-bullying campaigner, I just have to keep coming back to that because I do believe whether it's children or adults, gay or straight, or if we can just start to teach respectful relationships, then it doesn't just cover bullying, it covers everything.
John Caldwell, thank you so much for taking some time out this evening to hide yourself in a little corner.
And my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
And no doubt you've got a very busy day tomorrow.
I do indeed, yes. So I better not have too many champagne.
Well, maybe one.
Wish me luck on that.
John Caldwell, thank you so much for joining us here on Hide and Seek.
Thank you.
Bye for now. That was John Caudle, Victoria's candidate for the 2014 Australian of the Year. He is campaigning against bullying. Tomorrow, the 21st of March, is the 2014 National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence. As John said, it is focused a little bit on schools at the moment, only being in its fourth year.
But maybe we can, it seems silly to say take the day, but take the day to think about it. And yes, if you see it out, listen to John's advice and, you know, maybe say something.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.